Thanks. Glad you listen.
Yeah.
No, I that kind of threw me for a loop initially as well. But yeah, I'm glad people enjoy it. Tim, you know, you always tell us the numbers, but until you put a face to things, you don't believe. You know, you don't believe this is really happening.
Exactly. You know, and one of the things too, I think for any of these shows is you got a whole lot more listeners than you do people who actually call in and participate. And that's why we're always clamoring, call in. And, but I think it's like, I don't know. I was just guessing probably like 4 or 5%, if that much, people who actually listen to the ones who call in. So the ones who do, we really appreciate it.
Todd from Silicon Valley.
That's right.
Well, I mean, everybody's, I'm sure, got a question. Everybody.
Yeah.
Don't be shy.
I have a question.
Oh, go ahead.
Frank.
How come the Bounder Buddy never calls in anymore?
Yeah, I don't know. The Bounder Buddy moved to Texas, and his Bounder hasn't passed their inspection. He can't use it anymore.
In Texas?
Well, maybe it's like a just a shed.
I think he liked you, but I guess in Texas you had to pass an inspection. He could use it in California, which I thought would be tougher rules out here, but when he moved it to Texas, it didn't pass some kind of inspection. He hasn't been able to get it going yet. So
should have bought an Airstream.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I saw an Airstream at the movie theater today. It's going to be in that new Yogi movie, Yogi the Bear. It's funny because anytime there's an Airstream, man, my family has to point out, hey, there's an Airstream.
Son does that all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Both my girls are like cued in, totally into it.
Yeah.
Just tonight, I had to jump up and come look because there was an Airstream on something on TV. Of course, I didn't see it by the time I got there.
Yep. All right. Let's
what's
hit
funny
one
is my son also, he when we see a white box going down the road, he'd look over at me and say, "Look, an SOB."
Oh. Just wait till he says it real loud at a gas station when you're outside.
I know.
You're gonna get yourself in trouble.
Quite know the other connotation.
Alternate meaning.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That might be a good show title. Look at SOB. All right.
I own an SOB.
You do own one?
I do. I own a 1960 fan.
Well, I've got a Vagabond, too, you know, so I don't feel bad about it. But
right.
I don't consider a vintage SOB to be an SOB.
Okay.
Some other brand.
That's right.
Same old box.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Let's get to leave it at that. We'll hit our
let's
first.
Let's not bash people with other trailers besides Airstreams. Let's bash some 70s trailers.
No. Just, we need just the callers, joking, remember? Joking. And a lot
that's
of them
right.
are probably 70s owners.
I love 70s trailers.
Yeah, me too.
Me too. Especially when I sold it. Okay. That was for Rob.
Rob's laughing now.
That's right. All right, here, let's get this question from Dave, I think. That's who Google thinks it is.
Hi, this is Dave from Shelter Island, New York. I want to wish a happy Thanksgiving to Tim, to Colin, to Frank, and to Rob's laugh. I've got a 1965 Safari that I picked up over the summer. I've been stripping it down to the bare walls and subfloor on weekends. Although the floor doesn't need to be replaced, I have a couple of floor-related questions. First, what kind of prep does the subfloor need before you put in laminate or vinyl flooring? Sanding or Bondo, that kind of thing. And B, even though I'm not replacing any of the subfloor, should I still pull off the interior skins so that I can replace the wall insulation? How big a job is that? And what are the pros and cons? What are the benefits? Thanks for doing the math.
All right. Thanks, Dave, for calling in. I appreciate that.
I don't think
I can't
that was
believe trailer in New York from 65 that doesn't have floor rod in it. You got to poke.